Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
The legal age for buying cigarettes and other tobacco is due to rise from 18 to 21. This is under new legislation being introduced by the Health Minister, and it seems there's some concern about the recent plateau and the decline of smoking rates here in Ireland. So is rising the age from 18 to 21 the right move? Cathal is with us on the line in Cork today. Cathal, I believe you're about to turn 21. Do you support the idea of increasing the smoking age to 21?
Absolutely. Yeah, I would. 100%. I think it would make a big difference all around. Yeah, I would.
And even though it won't necessarily affect those who are currently, you know, 18, 19, yourself, 20, nearly turning 21, it'll be those in the cohort at 16 and 17 really will be affected by this. But you think it'll help?
Well, I think that a lot of people take up smoking or vaping as well, I suppose, when they turn the legal age. Like, I only started drinking when I turned the legal age, because I thought, oh, it's fine, it's all right. And some people might have the same mindset. So I think in Australia, they have a system where people born past a certain year, like 2004, 2005, are never going to be able to buy tobacco or anything like that. So I think it's a really good move and a step in the right direction.
Do many of your friends smoke, Cathal?
Oh, they do, yeah. I mean, the vape craze that kind of started up when I was growing up through secondary school certainly has a chokehold on most people my age. I'd say about 60% maybe of my friends, probably a lot more, vape. But smoking is still definitely part of that. And I mean, people will start vaping and they'll move on to smoking. And it seems to be kind of maybe a luxury event to happen. So I mean, the vapes are cheap, but the smoking is an expensive compared to it. You know, it might be €20 for a pack of cigarettes nowadays, but I'll always find them in people's handbags, yeah. And so on. So it's still a very popular thing. Like, my friends were all smoking yesterday, that sort of thing, you know.
And would most of those, Cathal, most of your own friends in your group, majority of those started vaping, first of all, and then moved on to cigarettes?
Well, I'm probably a little bit too old now, because when I was starting out, vapes weren't quite there yet.
Yeah.
So, you know, one or two of them might have been started off with cigarettes, you know, in maybe first year or second year or third year. But when vape started becoming the mainstream, everyone was awash with those. A lot of them, yeah, would turn back to cigarettes and that sort of thing. Then it seems to have its own niche, its own kind of aura about it. And I met a lot of people turn to that then afterwards.
I know a lot of people, Cathal, listening to this, you know, will think you're 20, you're nearly 21 years of age, you're able to vote, you can drive, you'll be able to get married, you can drink, and yet you won't be able to buy cigarettes.
You know, I understand that, definitely, that perspective. But I think, like, in America, you can join the army at 18, and drinking age is only 21 over there. So that's a bit of an extreme example. But honestly, if people really wanted to get them, even if the age was bought up, they'd still be well able of getting them. Like, I already talked about how first, second and third years are well capable of getting cigarettes back in 2016, 17, whenever. Mm-hmm. But that won't change at all. But it'll stop, I'd say, about maybe 60 or 70% of people from starting in the first place until 21. And I mean, I certainly developed a lot during that stage, and a lot of people will too. So it'll be I think it would make a huge difference. Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Ben? Ben is on the line in Tipperary. You're 27. Do you think this will deter people from taking up smoking, Ben?
Hi, Andrea. Happy Monday to everyone. I think anything that's a deterrent is good, whether this deters, you know, a handful of people, whether it deters hundreds of thousands of people. And as the previous caller said, if it's, you know, takes that time of development, and the person, when they reach 21, say, actually, I'm not really bothered, and I probably would have done it at 18, but I'm not bothered at 21. I think it's a great deterrent. I'm not naive to know that people will buy them illegally. People will buy them off other people. It'll be sold underhandedly. I mean, people will get access to anything if they really, really try hard enough and they really, really want it and they don't care for the risk. Absolutely. However, I do think the majority of people, and a lot of people, do have a logical head in them, and they'll say, right, well, I can't do it till I'm 21. I'll see what happens then and go from there. I'm not a fan of smoking personally. I'm happy for everyone to have their freedom of choice. I just don't any deterrent, whether it be raising the prices or raising the tax on cigarettes, whether it be raising the age, whether it be doing what's happening in Australia and New Zealand, like was said, any deterrent I'm happy with. You know, my grandmother smoked her whole life. As a result, unfortunately, she passed away from lung cancer. I saw the terrible effects of it. I saw it metastasize. I saw how horrible it was. That's a big worry for me, that that would be riskful. I know anything can happen in this world. We can all get sick from anything, but I just mean, if we can prevent certain things from happening, I don't see why that's a bad thing. I know one proponent's argument might be, oh, well, this is just big government interfering in our lives. We can make our own choices and we're the consumer. We can buy and do what we want. Yeah, I'm sure you can. But unfortunately, I just lie on the side of, I'm not a fan of smoking. I do, people can have their free choice to do what they like. But I just, any deterrent is great to me, because there's no, I don't think there's any plus side or benefit to smoking in any way, shape or form. That might be a bit of a closed-minded view in some people's eyes, but I just don't see the benefit, and the more deterrence, the better.
Stay with us. Karina is on the line in Galway as well. Karina, you're a mum. Do you think this would make a difference?
I don't, to be honest with you. I don't think it would make any difference whatsoever. I think anybody who wants to smoke will find a way to get cigarettes. But I think the big problem is vaping. I think that's where the problem lies. I think the vaping should be dealt with first. I think it's cool to vape. I see for my own, they don't like the smell of smoke. They don't like any of that. But vaping is quite acceptable. I mean, I even find people walk into your home and find acceptable to vape in your home, whether they ask or not. But but cigarettes are still seen as being disgusting and dirty, and you can smell them. So I honestly don't think it'd make a difference. I have a number of children, and as I said, none of them have ever smoked, thank God. I can't say that they never vaped, because you can't smell it. It's, you know, all of that. So while I understand, you know, the problems with smoking and the difficulties in smoking, I just don't think that raising the age to 21 is going to make a difference. How do you police that? Like, I have a 17-year-old son who can be served in a pub. Not that I allow it, but he can be, because nobody ever checks his ID. So I don't honestly think it's kind of just a tokenism saying we'll raise it to 21, because I don't think it's enforceable. Mm. As I said, to me, the biggest priority is vaping, and to get rid of vaping.
I did wonder that, funny, Karina, this morning when I heard it, and Simon Harris was on the Taoiseach here with Pat earlier, and it was touched on, because it's understood, the legislation, it's going to be designed in such a way that it doesn't affect those who are between the ages, we'll say, of 18 and 21 at the moment. So Cathal, that was with us there a few minutes ago, Cathal wouldn't be affected by this. If you're currently legally entitled to be sold cigarettes or tobacco products, you won't be affected. But it's your own child that you mentioned, we'll say, at 17. And I'm just wondering how they'll enforce or police that.
That's it. It can't be. It's impossible. I have a 15-year-old daughter who is accused of being an adult every time she gets on the bus, even though she's a child. You can't police it. You know, it's going to be another addition into going to a shop, and people aren't going to do it. The small corner shop is not going to put, you know, the time and effort into checking that everybody coming into them is of an age. And I mean, do we all have to start carrying ID cards or whatever else? I don't know. I just think that it's irrelevant. I think the vaping is the biggest issue. I think the vaping is what's setting people down, and we really don't know what the effects are down the line. I mean, we can all see what the effects are smoking down the line. And I think the younger people, you know, acknowledge that. And as I said, the smell of smoking and all that is, you know, people are very aware of it and are more conscious of it now. But so I genuinely don't think that raising the age is going to make any difference whatsoever.
And I know they did bring in some legislation last year around the sale of vapes and vaping and that to children. Was under the age of 18, wasn't it? But you don't think that goes far enough, though, Karina?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. They're still vaping. Ask any school in the country. There are children vaping in the bathrooms every day. So where are they getting them from? You know, so it doesn't go far enough. Vapes should be banned. They should be maybe unlicensed to somebody who's trying to give up cigarettes or something like that. But in general, they should not be sold to the general public, particularly with all those flavours and everything else. You know, you're only encouraging them, and we don't know what's coming down the track.
We've had some horror stories here on the show. You know, I've in the last year, I've talked to one or two parents who got in touch with us. I remember one woman, one mother in particular, and her daughter was maybe only 12 or 13, was hospitalised for a period, you know, after vaping.
But you know what teenagers are like. They think they're invincible. They think it'll never happen to them. And that's the problem. And if something's cool and trendy, you know, they'll go with it. Cigarettes aren't cool and trendy at the moment, I don't think.
Are many of you... Go on ahead, Karina.
No, I said maybe when they're older and you're in a pub and people are going outside for a smoke and you want to go out and stand with them. But that's a conscious decision. And I think they're genuinely well over 21 at that stage. But I think for the younger age groups, I don't think it's relevant at all.
Ben, are many of your friends vaping?
Oh, sure. I could probably, it's easier to count on one hand who hasn't or who isn't or who doesn't have one in their hand at some point or another, whether that be on a night out, whether that be whatever. And I absolutely agree that the legislation should have an extension towards vaping. I personally, it might sound a bit irrational, I just have an irritation to it. It just really annoys me. I just think it looks
God, the smell of it is
stupid.
Desperate.
It's very unhealthy. I know it's literally vapor in the air and it's their choice and it's their individual, but I just see it's like the new phone stuck in their hand and they're just pulling on it and pulling on it and pulling on it. And I'm like, would you just stop? It's really annoying.
What about you, Adam? You're also in your early 20s. Do you or many of your friends vape?
Yeah, no, a fair few of them would. I'd say almost the majority. But I think it's great that they're doing something in regards to smoking and, you know, maybe that could lead to something in regards to vaping, but it just feels like there might be a better use of the time. Like the other caller was saying, you know, people really want to do this, they will. You know, they'll sit outside a shop and they'll ask someone to go in and buy them for them, or they'll have an older relative or an older friend who'll buy them for them. You know, they'll find out a way. I think it's more about like the information and you know, encouraging the decision making and healthy decision making in these individuals rather than like curtailing it, because I think that's only going to make it cooler. You know, oh, I'm smoking, I'm not supposed to. I think it almost makes it more attractive for some people, you know.
But I don't, like, if you get to the point now, we say the now 17-year-old Adam, right? So they're, when this comes in, they won't be able to buy cigarettes till they're over the age of 21. Like, will many people really take it up at 21 years of age? If you've managed to get that far in your life, will many really start at that point?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I don't know. I mean, I don't know many people who smoke now that didn't start smoking when they're 18. But I suppose that's a thing of, would they have started at 21 if they couldn't at 18? You know, we don't have enough information in regards to it. But I just feel like rather than coming up with these laws, which people are just going to circumvent, it might be better spending our time actually educating our children on the negatives of smoking and the consequences, you know, encouraging them and empowering them to make their own decisions rather than, you know, taking their toys away.
Okay. Listener here in WhatsApp says, I don't think it'll make any difference. They already know the dangers of smoking and they still do it, so they'll smoke regardless. Another listener says, I stopped smoking, I now vape, and I 100% agree with banning vaping in Ireland completely. And another texter makes the point, you should just get rid of the flavoured vapes. I think it'll actually have the biggest impact. Brian is on the line. Brian, do you agree with raising the smoking age to 21? Are you there, Brian? You can hear me all right.
How are you? I'm good. I don't know if it'll make that much of a difference, to be honest. I think what your previous speaker was saying resonates strongly with me in terms of education at a younger level, to stop people, you know, smoking or vaping. I mean, what happened in Ireland is crazy. I mean, like, there's a pattern of vaping, of which is, I travel a lot with work, and you come back to Ireland and there's people all the time vaping, all the time, and you go to other countries and not quite the same. So there's something that we've done wrong here, and we have, because you go to other countries and you don't see that vaping culture that we have here. And I don't know why. I don't know what caused it.
Well, that was the reason, yeah. What's your story, Brian? Do you smoke or did you smoke?
I used to smoke. And when my daughter was born, 2.5 years ago, I said I would stop smoking, and I because I didn't want to have smoke around her.
Okay.
And then I picked up a vape, and I've been on it, you know, since then. And then we moved back to Ireland in November of last year, and now trying to get off the vape. The vape is probably more addictive than the cigarettes were.
You find it harder to... You see, you were sort of going to use the vape to nearly... To try and quit or, you know, stop smoking, but it's more addictive.
100%, yeah. So I went on to the vape because I thought it would be an easy transition to move off nicotine and cigarettes. But they are massively addictive. Addictive. Yeah, and I will say, like, I just traveled back from... I was in Panama, I was in Miami, and I was in New York, and there is nowhere near the amount of vaping that exists in Ireland.
This listener here has got in touch and says, Ireland is a nation of sheep. That's why everybody vapes. I don't know, why is it that vaping is so popular? Robbie is with us as well, Brian. Why did you get in touch, Robbie?
Yeah, I mean, look, the thing is about these vapes is that the feeling I get back from it is that the kids don't seem to think they're as bad as cigarettes.
They just don't think they're as bad. They're just not aware of the potential impacts.
You know yourself, I'm 52, and in the last kind of 20 years, Ireland hadn't made great strides in kind of people coming off cigarettes. I think we were at their lowest point in a long, long time. But the problem is now the cigarettes are being replaced with these vapes. And they are, that lad there, Brian, I think his name is, he's right, there's absolutely every, I'm only back from Albufeira, right? And I didn't see as many vapes there, you know, as I would say if I was in somewhere in Ireland.
Yeah.
I think the thing is that, like, you can have all of these, you know, raise it to 21 all you want. My 16-year-old daughter can get vapes handy enough in Liffey Valley. I don't care, I'll tell you where it was. Handy enough, not a bother. Go in there and then get them for something like 6 to 8 euros. I think you can get 50, somebody who'll know better than me will tell you, get them 50, right. 50 vapes, 100
just
vapes.
Just not being ID'd basically in places.
Not at all, look. But the thing is that it just seems to be, one of somebody else says there, it seems to be a lot cooler to vape than it is to smoke, because smoking is seen as disgusting, but vaping seems to be okay. It seems to be the cool thing. And that's a problem. But we've done so much for kind of getting people to come off the cigarettes for years to just let this thing come in and replace it. And it's not me being the old 52-year-old footy-duddy or anything about that. Like, I mean, we've all heard about the popcorn lungs and everything like this, you know, and the education and the just kind of let people know this is what happens when you do these things. These things are not cool, you know. But I think it is. Though. Like the amount of people I see vaping now is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, it is remarkable the number of people actually, Robbie and Brian as well, making, you know, that point today here on WhatsApp. Another listener, John, also makes another point. He says, I'm a retailer. I noticed that half the cigarettes sold in this country are sold in the black market. Every market and housing estate in Ireland has a dodgy cigarette dealer. The poorer quality products make people ill a lot quicker. Joe says he's 37. He went from 30 cigarettes a day to zero through vaping, and people like me shouldn't be punished. Another listener, if we're going to raise the smoking age to 21, then you need to raise you also need to increase the age of alcohol consumption. That too should be hiked up to 21, says this listener. Keep your thoughts coming into us. It's 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Do you agree with raising the smoking age to 21?
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.